The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our Squawkcast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our Squawkcast! Woohoo! Woo-hoo. This is episode number 51.
It is.
Yeah, again.
Again. Well, we did it before, but we were having all kinds of internet issues and could never upload it, and now the information is old.
Right. So here we are. It is September the 12th, and it's the beginning of a brand new educational year.
Oh, I like that.
Right, because for those of us who don't go to school, it's not really a school year.
No. Nope, it's not.
Hey, what are we drinking today, Jill?
We are having some Bird Brain Medium Blend.
It's our Phoenix, our specialty Phoenix coffee.
It is, and it sort of is a lovely name for us today, Bird Brain.
And pretty much probably every day.
Yeah, okay.
But hey, you can get your Phoenix coffee at the front desk. It is $14.95 a pound, mm-hmm. and $5 of that goes directly to Phoenix to support programming here. And
It gets delivered fresh and roasted and warm. Well, not warm yet, but...
Well, some days it's warm.
It is warm. That's true.
Yeah. So, try out our Phoenix blends of coffee. Mm-hmm. We also have Flockoff Decaf. Mm-hmm. We have Bird Turd Organic, mm-hmm. Early Bird Light, mm-hmm. the Bird Brain Medium, which we are tasting today, and mm-hmm. Night Owl Dark.
Yes, indeedy.
Let's carry on. We'd like to extend a huge welcome to everybody. And today's podcast is going to have a little bit of Nest news. We're going to take you under our wing. Mm-hmm. Then we are going to have some What's Hatching. And last but not least, a few little wing feathers to dish out here and there.
One or two.
Yeah. Are you ready, Jo?
As ready as I can be today.
Okay, sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
So, it is the beginning of the year.
It is indeed. And, you know, people are a little excited. Some are not quite there yet. They're like, you know, the summer seems to, in some cases, have gone too long. And in other times, it's not long enough. And people are going, what do you mean? I need to register. Classes are starting.
Right. And they start on Tuesday, September the 15th.
They do.
And so we have had a few people who have just realized.
Yes. Just realized. And some of the classes are already full.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So our opening theme this year is Polynesia. Mm-hmm. Then we do the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. Then we move into Australia, ends of the earth, and last, Dr. Seuss. Mm-hmm. So some very exciting themes this year. And just because a class, mm-hmm. language arts, social studies, for example, or math science, mm-hmm. is full right now during Polynesia, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean it's full for the entire year because people change things around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you might want to make sure that your registration is in for the Roman Empire.
Yep, because, you know, like I say, a lot of people, now that we do have the program guide out for the full year, they use that as a budget tool for their whole year to organize.
Right, and just as a calendar and a guideline. So if you do not have your copy of the program guide, you can download it from the right-hand side of the webpage, mm-hmm. which is phoenixfoundation.ca. Mm-hmm. You can also download our teen guide because, of course, teen classes start on Wednesday.
Yes, and some of them are already full.
So
if you're thinking about it or your teen has been, you know, dragging about, thinking about it, it's time to light a fire.
Yeah.
Poof.
Hey, but let's take a minute or two to discuss a couple of the things that people need to do mm-hmm. in order to be successful here at Phoenix.
Oh, yes. And paying attention and looking at your show notes. So number one. Bring your indoor shoes.
Right.
Yep.
So we do offer mm-hmm. Some physical education in almost every class. Mm-hmm. In a 2.5-hour class, the kids need to move around.
Yep.
So quite often they will go into the gym mm-hmm. under the supervision of their instructor
yes.
and participate in some phys ed activities.
So,
but they need to have the proper shoes.
Yeah. No flip-flops, no slip-on clogs. something they won't slip out of and fall off of or trip over.
Right. Okay. And if you hadn't seen on our Facebook page, we posted a picture of our phys ed studio with some of the fabulous equipment that was donated to us by Renfrew Educational Services.
Yeah, that was really quite the treat, I'll tell you.
I had to laugh because I noticed that Phoenix made a comment on the post that even Miss Diana managed to make it up and over some of the gym equipment.
I unfortunately didn't have a picture of that to post with
it. Thank goodness.
And keep in mind, too, when the weather turns yucky and slushy, that's another good reason to bring some indoor shoes as well, so you can leave your yucky boots at the front.
Yes. Okay, number two. Register. Absolutely everything here requires registration.
Yep.
And if you registered for one Polynesian class, it does not mean you've registered for everything. You have only registered for that class or event.
Yep.
So make sure it's clear that you have registered for everything that you want.
Yep. Yep. Make sure. And the other one, too, is, again, if you wait, it's either full, or if too many people waited, it might be canceled.
Right, because that has happened as well.
Yeah, and it's so sad to have people come in the door and go, oh, but we wanted to take that.
Right, and if there are so many people that want to take it, we start a wait list. And when we get 6 kids for an event or an activity, then we run a second class so that nobody misses out.
Yeah.
So make sure that you register. All right, next one, Jill. Number three,
be respectful of each other and the staff and the kids and the parents and any small animals you may find around the building. No gophers as yet this year. and be quiet. When you're in the Learning Commons, it's great to be seeing new friends and visiting kids, parents, all that. But we do have classes going on.
And because of the way that our walls are constructed here, sound does travel. We have a great big warehouse.
Yep.
And the top of those walls are not sealed off.
Nope.
So unfortunately, all the noise from the library area carries over into our creation studio.
Yeah.
And then your little kidlets have a hard time learning.
Yes. And boy, do voices carry.
So number four, parents, you are still on.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do not discipline your kids. We bring them to you.
That's right. Or if your children has a severe,
your child
has a severe allergy, then it's up to you to make sure that they either have their EpiPen on them and can self-administer, or you are in the building with your EpiPen within an arm's reach of your child.
Yep. Because short of a Band-Aid, we do not do anything medical here. We do not distribute their medicine.
No drugs.
And if they have asthma.
Say no to drugs.
If they have asthma or they need an EpiPen, it's you.
That's right. Okay, so please remember to bring them. The next thing is if you're not sure what you're registered for the day, you can always check with Miss Sherry at the front.
Yes.
However,
there's a million people checking with Miss Sherry at the front right now.
Right.
And be kind to Miss Sherry, because if we break her, we don't have another one.
No. Plus, Miss Sherry is also homeschooling her kids.
Yeah.
We all here, or most of us, homeschool our kids through Phoenix.
Yes.
So please remember that we are trying to get our kids started for the year at the same time as you are starting your kids.
Yes.
So please be kind and respectful and relaxed. We will all work this out. It will all come together, and it will be all just fine.
I feel so much calmer now. Thank you.
And if not, we have Kleenexes everywhere.
Yes, there is boxes everywhere. We bought at Costco.
Hey, but some other little bits of follow-up.
Yep.
Number six is make sure your email is working.
Mm-hmm.
We do send out emails on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Reminders about classes, cancellations, opportunities that have come up, all kinds of things. So we do our best to make sure that you're informed about everything here at Phoenix. Mm-hmm. But you have to do your part. And that means signing up to our website, signing up for our Facebook page, signing up for Yahoo,
and making sure your email you've left here with us is accurate.
Right.
Because if it's, you know, June and you never received a single email all year long, but we didn't have the right address.
Right.
You know, that's sad.
Okay. And sometimes we don't know. So unless it bounces back directly, we have no way of knowing that you're not getting our emails.
Yes.
You can also call anytime, Tuesday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So if you're calling at 8 in the morning, if someone's here, we might pick up the phone, but you have to remember we might not be here yet.
Yep. Yeah. Or we're elsewhere in the building getting things opened up and things like that, not by a phone.
Right. So we are open Tuesday to Friday.
And I wanted to add a little to number four. Parents, you're still on. You are welcome to leave the building and go run an errand or something, but you must sign out at the front and you must leave a valid cell phone of where you're going to be. Because if you leave your house number,
right,
but we're trying to call you,
you're going to have 25 very distressed messages on your answering machine.
You know.
And you may not understand why we snark on you when you walk in the door.
That's right. Because there might have been an issue that we needed to chat with you about.
Right. Okay. So remember, even though you leave the building, you're still on. You are the primary teacher in addition to being the parent.
Yep.
Phoenix is a nonprofit organization that operates with grants from Alberta Education and donations from good people like you. Phoenix happily accepts used curriculum, toilet paper, and cash.
So let's move into what's hatching.
Awesome. Awesome. So what we've got going on is we've got some social skills workshops.
Yeah, they're very cool. Mm-hmm. So it's put on by the Wellness Empowerment Program, and it's completely free, which is so incredibly wonderful. Yes. Last year, this group did this for us and through Renfrew Educational Services, and we had one for each of the divisions. So Div 1 is grades 1, 2, 3. Div 2 is grades 4, 5, 6. Div 3 is grades 7, 8, and 9. And Div 4 is the ODs and MODs, grade 10, 11, and 12.
That's it.
We did for Div 1, 2, and 3. Right now, Div 1s is running, so that's grades 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. We'll start on Tuesday at 8:45 a.m. And the kids get a 45-minute session before Polynesia class starts. Okay. Then there is a half an hour parent session. And that's a really critical time because the aides have reviewed the different kinds of social skills, and then they're going to talk to you as a parent about your particular child and how they can help you.
So the children have all scampered off to their class in the creation studio, and then you get some time just with the grown-ups.
Right. So it's called the Grade 1 to 3 Friendship Club, and they will look at each week a different topic. So the first one is you are in charge of you. Second week is meet in the middle. Third week is listening makes sense. Fourth week is Team Phoenix.
Yeah.
Fifth week is balance equals happiness. So lots of great topics, and we saw a wonderful improvement in children's ability to get along together and to help each other out.
And tremendous feedback from the parents about this course and how it helped them with their homeschooling as well as just in general life with their kids.
Right. So if that's something you'd like to participate in, please make sure that you come a few minutes early on Tuesday. The aides will take you on Tuesday, and we will get you signed up and everything. So you need to be here at what time, Joe?
8:45. Thanks. I was just going to randomly start shouting out times, but I thought, well, that might confuse people worse.
There you go.
Do they need to pre-register for this?
They do, but the problem is registration is already closed for it.
Ah.
Okay, so, but we are happy to take you because, like I said, it's an important class, and so we will register you on Tuesday morning for this one, only because you're already coming to the school, and you are already registered for one of our Polynesia classes.
Yes. And how much does this wonderful tool cost?
Zippo, nada, nothing, zero.
Wow! Gosh.
Yeah, I know. Pretty nice. That's They're awesome. Pretty wonderful people. Actually, the aides were saying that this particular class, if you were to take it elsewhere, would cost you about $150.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was very nice of them.
It was.
Yeah, they, wing feather.
They love us. I don't know why. Well, yes, we do, because we feed them.
And we give them hugs.
We do, lots. Yeah.
All right, next thing we have coming up is if you are still a little in the dark and you really don't know exactly what you're doing, why don't you take one of our Getting Started workshops. Right. We have three coming up. So that will be September 15th at 1 o'clock, September 18th at 10 o'clock, and September 26th, which is a Saturday, at 10 o'clock.
Yes, indeed.
And we will get you started.
We will. It'll be good.
Yeah. So this is not necessarily a workshop about your detailed program plan, because you need to create that with your learning coach.
Yeah. This is a broad planning. You know, what is homeschooling? How can it fit for me?
Right. And how do you do this? And why do you do this?
And why? Why do I do this?
And what do you do when you feel like that?
And we have Kleenex in every room.
There you go. Hey, but that brings us back to your saying every year. Every year you always say,
if anyone's crying, including mom, nobody's learning.
Right. So again, remember, it's a time of trial and error. When you first start out here in September, you're going to have a bunch of resources and activities and things planned, and they look super cool and all that kind of junk, but they may not be right for you and your family. So you have to be prepared at some point to give it up.
Yep. Move on and try something different.
Right. And something different that you can try is on September 26th, that's a Saturday, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we are going to, as the second workshop in our Build a Better Homeschooler series, we are going to be featuring a workshop on file folder games.
Oh, yeah.
They are so fun. Cheap.
Yep.
Easy to put together.
Yep.
And kids love them.
Yeah, they really do. They get a kick out of them.
Yeah. So that's at 10 o'clock. The cost is $25 per person. So please invite your friends. The second workshop that day is going to be in the afternoon after lunch. So it starts at 12:30 and it is part of our Frugal Homeschooler series. And this one is actually advertised on Eventbrite. And it is going to be about soap making.
Yeah, that'll be kind of fun too.
Yeah, beginner workshop. So you will learn the basics of making soap, and you will have some soap to take home.
Yeah. Well, the first of the Frugal Homeschooler was today, Saturday. And it was wonderful.
It was crock pot cooking.
And we had freezer bags, so you're pre-planned.
Right. So you just take one of your freezer bags, dump it into your crock pot, turn it on, and when you come home from a fantastic day at Phoenix, you have an outstanding meal.
Yes. Today, we had butter chicken.
Butter chicken, and we had crock pot cake. I liked the crock pot
that
cake.
That was delicious, especially with the ice cream. Well, it was warm.
I know, but it had sort of more of a texture like pudding.
Yeah, Christmas pudding kind of thing,
So a steamed
not Jell-O
cake.
Pudding.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be gross.
That would be really nasty.
especially in a crock pot. But warm, moist texture with the ice cream and the caramel sauce.
So it was great. It smells great in the building today. And we got lunch.
We did get lunch. If you are interested in finding out some more about crock pot cooking, you could always talk to Miss Ash, and she might be able to give you some pointers. She is our school chef, and she did a brilliant job.
She did.
Yep. So high five to Miss Ash.
Yay! Woo!
Another wing feather. Look at that.
Oh, man. We're just handing them out left, right, and center.
All right. So the next one we have is Count Day. Why is Count Day important, Jill?
Count Day is important because it is the last day Alberta Education acknowledges what student is in what school and if they get funding.
So that's a critical day.
Yes.
The way that we partake of Count Day is we have a big party.
Yeah, because why not? We like parties.
There you go. So it is Wednesday, September 30th. That is the last day you have to register anywhere in the province and receive funding. You can register throughout the year, but then you are on your own because whatever school you were with on September 30th, well, they got your money.
Yeah. And your new school will not. So some of them will not take on rescues or partiers, but many of them do. And they do their very best, but there was no money coming anybody's way.
Right.
The other thing on Count Day I want to remember is, you know, sometimes when you're homeschooling and, you know, it's your new and you get grandparents saying, but I won't get school pictures. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can sign up for school pictures because we have our photographer here that day.
Right.
And we get the same school packages that they would get at the school.
Right. So Todd from Abbey Road Photography does all of our school pictures and has done for years. Mm-hmm. So you can, he will do several different shots.
Yep.
And then you get the little package that you can choose what you like. And if you want small ones, big ones, magnets, calendars, whatever you like.
Yep.
And then a couple weeks later, they're delivered.
And what's nice is he does sibling pictures or family pictures too.
Because right.
we're homeschooling.
Right.
So
we are homeschooling.
It's nice. It's great. We are still homeschooling.
Yeah. So we have school photos. Mm-hmm. We have a bake sale.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a table that day for $5 and you can hawk your wares.
Yay!
So last year we had a family that did all kinds of beautiful bread.
Mm-hmm.
We had other tables. I made ones cherry tarts.
Oh yeah, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
And Owen had a bunch of banana bread.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of things like that too.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah.
And then we also have a used resource table. So same deal.
Mm-hmm.
For $5, you can have a used resource table and sell your old junk.
Yeah, exactly. Someone else might really like it. It might not have worked for your kids, but it might work for someone else.
Right.
And also, it's a way to save money so you're not spending a lot of money on maybe a new resource that you're not sure of. This is a great time to pick up something, you know, new and different.
Right. Phoenix is also going to have table after table after table of resources because we cleaned out over the summer and we have whacks of stuff to get rid of.
Yay.
Yay. There'll be a bouncy house. There'll be some outdoor games.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a karate demo, and we're going to have mad science.
I know. I'm excited about that. That
I
should
know.
Be so much fun.
So there'll be two performances.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're workshops. They're not a performance. So at 11 o'clock, you can sign up for that one, or at 1 o'clock, that's your other option, you can sign up for the second one. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be all about dry ice and all the very cool things that you can do with dry ice. So lots of wonderful stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a hot dog lunch that day.
Mm-hmm.
So hot dog, pop, chips, $5.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a karate demo.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Access Experience, our amazing, well, he's our one of our artists and our karate guy and everything. He will be doing a karate demo for us.
That's right.
Yeah. So lots of wonderful things to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then just an update where we are on numbers.
We have a lot of them.
We do have a lot of them. So we have one kindergarten spot left. I had previously put out on various Yahoo groups that our kindergarten program was full, but we have had a family withdraw. They are moving away, and they are deeply upset that they're leaving us.
Yeah.
But, you know, daddy's moving for a job, so I think the rest of them need to go.
Well, yeah, that does kind of follow the whole homeschooling family.
Yeah, you know, kind of thing, right?
All right.
Anyway, so we do have one open kindergarten spot, and we would invite you to apply for that. Come on down and come and see our kindergarten program. It is a wonderful program.
Yep, yep.
And then we are pretty much full for home education programs.
Yeah.
So that one is pretty much done, my friends.
Yeah.
And we do have 5 spots left for school-directed program, and then we are full.
Yeah, so if there's something that we have that is full, you can go on a wait list.
Yes.
And because sometimes people move around within their programs and make changes, but there's no guarantee on the wait list.
Right. And sometimes they move to another province.
Sometimes they do that.
And sometimes...
sometimes they move to Dubai.
Yes, sometimes they do. So, like I said, there are spots that do open up between now and September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we have one kinder spot and we have 5 or 6 school-directed spots.
Yeah.
Not sure what a school-directed spot is? Well, then you need to download your program guide or the handbook and have a quick look at what the difference is between a home ed program, sometimes called traditional, and a school-directed program. They are quite different programs with different obligations, different money, different.
Gosh, we're good at that.
Yeah. Hey, one final wing feather to dish out.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you to the Bruno family for the playground toys.
Yeah, I noticed them today when I went zooming past.
Yeah, they're nice. Well, you know, that big hailstorm we had kind of finished off the last of our outdoor toys.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're here, if you'd like to go out in the yard, that is a possibility. You need to come and talk to Miss Sherry, and she will make arrangements for that. Mm-hmm. But the other side of it is you can always pop next door. Mm. That's across the street, kitty corner. Yep. Underneath of the Calbridge Homes sign, it says 221 is the number. Well, when you look right there, there's a door, and that is Fiasco Gelato.
It's delicious. It will help you get through your homeschooling day.
Absolutely it will. And if you go in, tell them you're from Phoenix, and tell them that you're waiting for your coffee card.
They are going to shoot Diana because she keeps sending people in there to ask
for their coffee card.
They haven't made it yet.
No, but they're supposed to be on it. They tell me that every time. Anyways, but Jill and I have a personal recommendation that if you want to try, ask for an affogato.
Affogato. Oh, yeah. Diana introduced me to those this summer.
It's terrible.
Terrible. It's a scoop of gelato ice cream with a shot of espresso on top.
Yeah, so
it's
a real kick.
It's an espresso float.
Yeah, it's an espresso float. That's what it is. Anyways, it's a real kick in the chops, and it'll get you going.
Yes.
They do have a couch and some tables and chairs over there, so it is a lovely place to relax a little bit. Yeah. Again, just let them know you're from Phoenix.
Yeah, and this is their test kitchen, so they create all kinds of, like, pink lemonade gelato.
Every day. Every
and,
day
like,
they have
a different
new
ones. Something they're trying, and they have them out, and they are just beautiful and delicious.
Yeah. Don't forget about that. So, Jill, this brings us to the end of our podcast.
Yay!
So, we are wishing you
a successful
start to your new school year. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, have a great and wonderful time.
The Squawkcast is produced by the Phoenix Foundation and is dedicated to promoting homeschooling and positive education. For more information on this and other episodes, please visit our website at phoenixfoundation.ca, where you will find the show notes as well as links to our blogs, videos, and other content. You can send us feedback or questions to info@phoenixfoundation.ca. Also, please consider supporting us by visiting the store page on our website, where you will find merchandise such as our custom coffee blends, t-shirts, and more.